It's the best of the Cup of Joe Morning Show.
You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show. So I got to tell you about this middle school in Dallas who organized a breakfast with dads, okay? And the event, and then they realized, well, some students don't have father figures. So the school made a Facebook post, and they asked for 50 volunteers. The next morning, 600 men showed up to help. Whoa!
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show. Very delighted to tell you that today is World Penguin Day. Maybe in school you prepare for that. I don't know. You should be. It's really cool. Penguins have amazing popularity lately, of course. It's not their striking black and white plumage and unmistakable personalities, I don't think, that have captured the hearts of people all over the world. I think it's the fact that they were used in Madagascar movie. Yes, of course, that's what made them famous. You know it is, right? But they are incredibly resilient. I've seen the specials that National Geographic, I guess, or somebody puts out. They're incredible. They live in the coldest place on the planet. They walk 80 miles to get a fish. And you know what's really cool, though? The mom, of course, lays an egg, and the father is the one that sits on it and keeps it warm. In fact, as the mother and a group of mothers head out to go fish to bring back food, it takes them a while to do that. The fathers will sit on the egg, and sometimes the egg hatches. They probably know each other by what smell. It's incredible because there's like a million of them, you know, all around. Look on the side of some ice floe. There's like 100,000 of these penguins. But it's really cool. But I like the way they were portrayed, of course, in Madagascar. Of course, I'm talking about Skipper, Kowalski, Private, Rico, the band of penguins that were in the New York Zoo, along with all the other animals that got out, right? And then there was a particular time when, as the Skipper likes to call him, our monochromatic friend is missing and we have to go find him. You must know that Private is the one taking all the notes with his crayon, and that symbol at the end, that little thing at the end you hear, is his crayon breaking. So this is the way the Madagascar penguins roll as they prepare for adventure.
Well, boys, our monochromatic friend's in danger. Looks like we have a job to do.
Captain's log, embarking into hostile environment. Kowalski, we'll need to win the hearts and the minds of the natives.
Rico, we'll need special tactical equipment. We're gonna face extreme peril.
Private probably won't survive.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
I came across this and I was kind of floored by it. You ready? Got to be quiet. Here we go. Okay, class, be quiet. The single biggest predictor of high academic achievement is reading to children. Not flashcards, not workbooks, not fancy preschools, not blinking toys or computers, but mom or dad or grandma or granddad taking the time every day or night or both to sit and read them wonderful books. Wow, that's it.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face. And a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
And I am Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. Well, swaths of California are awash in vibrant colors. I'm talking about the wildflowers. They have erupted from the earth. Some of them, people have been calling it a super bloom. Although I saw one of the Park Service people on TV last night. Spokesperson said, no, it's not on that level, really. But it is nice. It's pretty big. There's no two ways about it. I don't know if there's a scientific term for it or not, but a big bloom of wildflowers is what it is. It's a wonderful natural phenomenon where a lot of annual wildflowers all bloom simultaneously. That's what happened. The last time was like in 2019, so it's been a few years, and we've had dry conditions since then, and dormant seeds sitting in the soil waiting for just the right conditions, and the massive amounts of precipitation they've had, a lot of rain, a lot of spots, a lot of snow in the colder spots in the mountains there, precipitate, they make it possible for that to happen. They just sit there, and cooler temperatures come into play as well, too. So, you know, things have to be just right, as you would imagine. And they're absolutely incredible. I know the spokesperson last night with the Park Service said they're all competing. You know, all the players are competing. The thing is, there's, I guess there's like invasive species there that compete as well. That's one of the things they said, you know, it's only for a short time. What they don't want people to do is go up and start doing selfies, all walking, all in them. I mean, you know, they could be, they don't mind if people come and look at them. But what'll happen is if you destroy the flowers before they have time to germinate, then you don't, that's the last one. Kids, that's the last one. You think anybody will pay attention? I don't know. But, I mean, it happened. It does kind of paling the comparison to some that have been. But, I mean, I've seen some of the photographs of them. And, man, there's nothing like an entire side of a hillside all covered in yellow. Beautiful flowers of yellow. Beautiful.
The sound of life.
This woman wanted the best for her kids. That's a very brave woman who posted a wanted sign up around the neighborhood. She wanted to borrow an orange cat. It says, wanted to borrow an orange cat for 24 to 48 hours to have a lasagna dinner with Garfield-loving 4-year-old and 2-year-old children. We'll return cat happy and cared for. Cat will not be required to eat the lasagna. They don't want. Please, no feral cats. Please take your cat back at the end. Not looking to adopt. Thank you. An increasingly desperate, but not crazy, mom of two with no friends that own orange cats. And the next post was the two girls sitting down at their little plastic table having their Garfield-themed lasagna dinner. All there ready for her kids with the cat on top, probably wondering, what in the world is going on? I think this woman should get Mom of the Year myself. This is pretty awesome.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words putting into sentence doing.
The sound of life.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe, morning show. Well, today is the day I'm celebrating a little frivolousness as we celebrate World Penguin Day. Hope you know a lot about penguins. The thing you know that you, I mean, whether you think about it or not, they live in the harshest climate on the earth, I think. One of them, anyway. How do they do that? So cold, right? The men actually stand and take care of the eggs while the women take off and go fish. Did you know when they go, in which they travel days over the ice to get to the water to get fish? Now, get this. The female penguins put food, the fish food, in their mouth, and it goes somewhere in their body. I mean, like in their throat somewhere to be preserved for their children, which are going to be born before they can get back. That egg is sitting there under the father just about the time that the women come back, right? Then you've got the little baby penguin running around expecting regurgitated food. But here's the thing. Think about it. It takes days for this to happen. What kind of condition is that food in? It's in perfect condition. I remember watching a special on penguins, and the narrator said when they get back, the food that the mother has, wherever it is in this special place in her throat or something, it remains fresh. What? That's a true story. Absolutely. One of the things to appreciate. Now, I can't tell you about emperor penguins and the different kind. You know, we all get that image in our own mind when we think about these incredible, resilient creatures. And, of course, they got wide publicity in the Madagascar movie. Of course, the penguins of Madagascar. Yes, indeedy. Those conniving bunch, the skipper, Kowalski, Private Enrico. You know, they would take over the ship. They, in one of the episodes, and it's, of course, it's always the skipper who's calling the shots. Rico's the crazy one. The young one who's always taking notes is the private. And Kowalski's kind of like the normal guy. And he's got assignments for each one, and they precisionally, just like a military team, are carrying it out. And they commandeered a tour jeep one time, you know, with all the tourists in it and everything. And they took off, and when they did, they ran over a little old lady. It's okay. It's just a cartoon. And she's okay. She just dusted herself off. And the guy hands her her handbag.
My handbag. Such a good boy. Nana can't survive without it.
Wow, you are one tough cookie.
Brownies, Fruit 416.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
Cup of Joe morning show. Woman was at a gas station being very convicted, and she told God, she said, and she said, I promise I'll do whatever you want me to do. As long as it's not illegal, whatever it is, I'll do it. Wasn't long, many days after that, she was at the gas station, and she felt like God said, I want you to go inside. Go to the soda machine and do a handstand. She's like, excuse me? What? She said that's what really God wanted her to do. So she walked inside, nobody in there except the man behind the counter, walked over to the soda machine, did a handstand, got back down, looked at the man behind the counter, who said, ma'am, at the end of my shift today, I was going to take my life. And then he pulled a handgun out and put it down on top of the counter. He said, I said, God, if you're real, you'll have a woman walk through that door right there and do a handstand by the soda machine.
Wow, that's right? Awesome.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I am Joe. Cup of Joe morning show. You know, it's true. What we sacrifice for God is nothing compared to the joy and life we gain through him.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.